Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, good evening. This is Crystal P. Willingham, and welcome to the Glam Network Radio. Tonight, we're continuing our media web series on power, triumph, and influence. We are interviewing 50 to 60 women, power couples, which include men, and female teenagers who have stories of power, triumph, and influence. And we're so happy that you joined us again tonight. If you joined us last week, you heard from Erica Strong and Neetha Smith. They're both on our website. If you'd like more information on them, you can visit that website at thetotalwomanglam.com, and you'll find all the information located right there on the drop-down menu located under Radio Guests. Erica Strong wowed us last week with her awesome and just about crazy testimony. I don't know anybody else who could have lived through that mentally. That's why I always say you can walk a mile in your own shoes. You can't walk a mile in my shoes, but you can walk the same mile in your own shoes. You never know what someone has gone through, and someone's always gone through maybe some things that are similar to yours, who have a story of triumph and overcome those hardships. And the Bible says we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So stick around. I got some testimony for you all tonight. We're going to hear from two wonderful authors. One of the authors... stories I began to read, and I got caught up, and I couldn't quite contain my interest in her story. And I'm not going to let her tell it all. I don't want her to tell all, because you guys are going to have to go and get the book. And they have other authors in this project as well. But before we get involved and do all of that, we're going to have a little praise break with Todd Delaney, and it's called Dance in the Rain. It's his 2016 release. If you want it, go get it. Amazon, CDBaby.com, iTunes, whatever. You know where to get it. Todd Delaney, Dance in the Rain. We'll be right back. I don't know about you, but I could use a little rain. You know, I have a song that we used to play, Into Each Life, Some Rain Must Fall. And that rain is good. And if it's not so good, learn to dance it in any way. Awesome, awesome song. Dance in the rain. Lord, let your spirit fall and rain on me. It's all about perspective and how you look at it. Hey, listen, tonight I want to talk to you briefly, just quickly, about a few things that have hit my desk today. My daughter and I were here at my home, and we were watching the premiere of The Preachers. And The Preachers is a national talk show that was aired today. This was their debut, The Preachers, which consists of Dr. Jamal Bryant, John Gray, Dr. E. Dewey Smith, and Orrick Quick. And these four preachers hit the airwaves today with their premiere talk show. Today, my daughter and I watched it, and surprisingly enough, my college-age daughter actually enjoyed herself. And John Gray, he put on his comedian hat again, and we were able to see the comical side of him once again and all of that. And it was a pretty good show. I didn't have any problems with it. It was great to me. You know, a lot of times we get caught up in what kind of platform that preachers or people in ministry should display themselves, and the thing that I'm learning, that I learned through them today, was that they really wanted to just be human with you, and so they presented their human side, which I hope they continue to do. I tweeted them; they did a great job. It was, however, interrupted by the memorial service of the five slain officers. I call them the Dallas slain officers who were killed at the Dallas demonstrations 5 days ago. And so that show was interrupted by that, which was an okay interruption for me. And they were, tribute was paid to them, and they were memorialized today by government officials, which include the president and first lady. And so my heart and prayers are towards the family members of those five slain officers as well, and also, again, towards the family members of the two gentlemen that were slain within 48 hours of each other. And then there was an onslaught of other police officers that were targeted as well. So my heart and my prayers are towards all of those that have suffered loss in these last 7 days. It has been tremendously hard for some of us to even grab a hold to the things that have been happening. And so my prayers are out to them. And we bless them in Jesus' name, and we pray that this is the time and the hour that we understand that this is a great opportunity for the harvest to come. You know, anytime there's death, life is right around the corner. And so we want to produce actions that bring life-giving responses from people. We want to show more love. We want to show more Jesus Christ. We want to preach the gospel. And Jesus said, I'm going to come when all have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I don't know about you, but I'd like for him to come. And the end of that scripture says, even now, come, Lord Jesus. So we're at this place now in our lives where we have to be relentless. We cannot be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The enemy is not ashamed of his plot and plan towards us, and we shall not and cannot be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Gibson, I'm going to pay a bill right quick, and then right after that, we're going to come back and introduce our guest. Don't go anywhere. This is going to get really good.
This segment is brought to you by Shulamite Women Magazine, an online magazine for today's Christian women. Get real talk on the real issues at ShulamiteWomen.com. Shulamite Women Magazine presents Transform My Now with Dr. Belinda John, Royal Palm Beach, Florida, August 5th through the 6th. Your speakers include Pastor Natalie Green, Pastor Nancy Abiera, Apostle Diane Brooks, financial mentor Shani St. Veal, relationship coach Danny Spikes, and celebrity makeup artist Stacey Mossop. Transform My Now, August 5th through the 6th, 2016, in Royal Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, visit their website, ShulamiteWomen.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Shulamite Women, for being one of our sponsors for the Glam Network Radio and the media series, Power, Triumph, and Influence. If you would like more information on that conference, it's going to be powerful. And we're also going to be doing a conference here in October in Atlanta, Georgia. But go on the website for more information. It's the ShulamiteWomen.com for to connect with Dr. Belinda John. Hey, listen, I want to give a shout out before we get started to one of our listeners. She tweets, she shares everything I post, and I got to give a special shout out to Crystal Black. Yes, Crystal Black, I love you, lady. I see what you do. Thank you so much for being a strong supporter of Glam Network Radio. And she tells all her friends and families, and she shares every time we post. So I want to give a special listener shout-out to her. If you're a special listener shout-out, hey, if you got a business, you got free commercial time. So hopefully you got something going on and we see you sharing and tweeting. I'll make sure that our listeners know who you are, okay? Listen, let's get started. I'm excited to interview these two powerful women. And I'm going to tell you, I wasn't ready for what I read, first of all. So I'm going to let them introduce the project to you. But I wasn't ready for what I read. I had to reorganize my flow today after I thought about it. I said, this is going to be something powerful and different. And even in light of what Erica shared on last week, I see a trend happening here. And so I want to encourage you, if you are a woman and you know women who are in turmoil, who have been in abusive relationships, who have been in relationships of emotional abuse, physical abuse, spiritual abuse, if you know of any women that have suffered that, I want you to get on the phone, get on the internet, email, text, and tell them, dial in this number, 646-668-8135, or they can get on the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Glam Network Radio. They need to hear what these women have to say. I am really, really floored by what I've read. But without further ado, I want to introduce to you two co-authors of Reverse the Curse. They are not the only authors, but they are two co-authors of the book Reverse the Curse. What may seem normal to your way of life may not be the truth your life may be designed to live by. In the book Reverse the Curse, five authors share an insider view of how to break free from the generational patterns of behavioral dysfunction. Thank you so much. I hope that I did click the button right. And we have LaKeisha Cole and Tanya O'Brien on the line tonight.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Hello.
Hello, hello. Now, I've only heard one person's voice, so give me a second, and I'll try to get used to the two different voices. You sound almost the same. So give me a second, but that's how us ladies do. We flow and we synchronize right on the bat. We don't waste any time. So thank you, ladies, for joining us tonight. I was contacted from LaKeisha Poe, and I got a little tidbits of the book. And then today, as I began to dig, which I normally do when I prepare for my guests, I began to dig into the book, and I read some stuff. From you two ladies, that was pretty deep. So I'm going to give the floor, if it's okay, to LaKeisha first. LaKeisha, I want to ask you, or ask both of you, how were you approached by the author Yolanda Lewis? I mean, you got to pay attention to hear and pick stories that are specifically targeted towards a crowd or different type of people, and you guys are targeting dysfunction. How were you approached to be a part of this book project?
Well, hello, Crystal. Thank you so much for having us. I am honored to be a part of your show on this evening, and I appreciate you so much. And hello to my co-author, Tanya.
Hi, LaKeisha.
Who I love. And I know you're talking about Tanya's story and how deep it was. Believe me, I had the same reaction. But to talk a little bit about the book and how we were approached, Yolanda Lewis, who is the publisher and the editor of the book, she was the brains behind this. She had the vision. And she was just basically spirit-led to us. She contacted both of us along with the two other authors, which is Pastor Jason LaBlanche and Garen Mason. She contacted all of us. We have some type of connection with her. Some of us are her friends, some of us are her sisters, and things of that nature. But this particular project, because she was already a best-selling author, she was just totally led by the Holy Spirit to contact us and bring us together. What was interesting is that she gave us the topic she wanted us to write about. She told us the audience she wanted to gear towards, and we wrote separately. So none of us read each other's stories or chapters, I should say, until the book was about to be released. And so just to see it all come together and all work together, that was nothing but God. Mm-hmm. And so shout out to Yolanda Lewis for just allowing God to use her in that manner. We are so thankful to her, and she knows that. We've told her, we've expressed that. We genuinely love her. And so, but that's how we all came together and were able to bring this project to light.
I did read Tanya's portion of the book and it did floor me, but I want to say this too, Leticia, your portion is just as important because you target an area that helps everyone overcome dysfunction. You target prayer. And I'm so awesomely blessed that someone took the platform of prayer, which is where we all need to be right now, with all the turmoil
Amen.
Going on.
Absolutely.
So, Tanya, you shared a portion of your life story, and I'm pretty sure that was the condensed version. But
yes,
how
it was.
I know it was. So how did you feel exposing your life story in writing now, because now people can actually read you in a particular way, and you just got exposed as part of you? How did you feel about that?
Right. Well, first off, Crystal, can I just thank you so much for this opportunity? I feel extremely blessed. And Leticia, I love you. So I'm very happy to be here with you as well. As far as the word exposed, I would actually say sharing. What is very healthy in my life today is being able to share. And through that, I continue to grow and become stronger and also help those who may need it all at the same time. And it's really important on my journey to be able to express and to share and to teach and to guide and to support and to love. Love is very important. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to give those what I did not receive myself. And that's very important for me. So I do have many testimonies. I try to share as honestly as I could with the hopes that this book collectively will be used as a guide or a tool or maybe something that someone can relate to that they won't feel ashamed about. You know, if they can relate, they can understand that they are not the only ones who have gone through things and that it's okay and not to be embarrassed, because my story, I'm not embarrassed by it. I've grown so much because of it. So I'm grateful for every step that I've taken.
Wow, and I'll say that now Miss Lewis, Yolanda Lewis, is known for a platform of real talk. So I wouldn't have, in reading about her, I wouldn't have expected anything less than real and upfront and open and transparent. And I like the way you said you changed that from being exposed to sharing. And so you share these intimate details about your lives together and all four of you in this collective book. It's really good. I want to encourage our listeners to go and get the book. It's reversethecursethebook.com, if I have that website address correct. I want to go and speak with you for a second. And you tackled the platform of prayer, which is needed, especially today. I read something that you quoted in James chapter 5 about the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man, and you broke it down. You even went to the dictionary, honey, and you broke down the word effectual and what it means. what are you looking for when you pray? The effectiveness of prayer. How did you learn that? Because a lot of us don't learn or master the effectual fervent prayer.
Yeah, and see, the thing about it is that, you know, coming from a place where I watched my grandmother pray continuously, she was an intercessor. I watched my mother pray. I watched my mother cry out in the middle of the night when things were wrong. She would just walk about the house and just pray. And so I was able to watch them. And even in watching them, there was still something that I didn't have, right? And so I watched them play out. And so that was a part of it. But once I began to connect with God and really see what prayer was about, and because, like I said, in a portion of my chapters, that I would just pray because I wanted stuff. Like, I was selfish. Like, I'm just like, God, it's me. Don't you love me? You know, for God to love the world, you know. It was like kind of one of those ideas. Like, so whatever, and you know, whatever I ask, you're going to give me. But hold up. I had to really begin to understand what it, who I was praying to. My father. I had to identify with the father and make that connection. And furthermore, before I can pray to him, I had to repent. And so we miss that in prayer sometimes. We miss the fact that, you know, everybody wants to be like, pray, just pray. But have you repented in what you believe? Because until that, the only prayer he's going to hear from you is the prayer of repentance. And then once you do that, then you can exercise what it states in James 5. The fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And sometimes we miss that. And so watching my grandmother, watching my mom pray, my spiritual mother, Elder Jacqueline Hollins, watching her just be an intercessor years after year after year, just pushing, just talking to me about prayer, just teaching me about prayer, and just showing me how to pray and being able to pray the scriptures. Like I stated in the book, you don't need to know the whole Bible, but there are some you got to have some word in you, right? And God responds to his word. So I hope I answered your question. But that, as you can within that, I've grown passionate about prayer. And so prior to Yolanda, one of the things that was confirmed and me and Yolanda discussed is prior to her coming to me about doing this chapter, I think it was about 2 to 3 weeks that I had, the Lord had begun to have me get up, and I set my alarm for 4 a.m., and I would get up and be on my knees by 4:30 because I had gotten in a place where, oh, I can just walk about the day and pray. I'll just walk about and pray. Mm-hmm. God hears me, and yes, he does, but I needed to get myself in a different position and mindset, and so by 4:30 I would be on my knees just strategically praying, calling out to God, naming things going on in my community, naming things going on in my family, in my house. And so when she came to me and wanted me to write about prayer, I was like, Yolanda, you know, like God had just, you know, released me to a whole nother place in prayer. So it was just confirmation that this was my area.
So, Lakeisha, you are... What I heard from you was that you're from a lineage of prayer. There's a lineage of prayer, a legacy of prayer that has been built in your bloodline, not just naturally, but spiritually as well. And I think that is one of the things that we are missing. We are missing the legacy of prayer. And we shouldn't really have to label it like that. We shouldn't really have to. But in today's society where words are important, and pictures are important to paint a picture for people. Jesus spoke in parables because he could not understand what he was saying. So we have to parabolically teach people how to do things. So I say legacy of prayer to get people to think in a certain way. And so you're developing this legacy of prayer at 4:30 in the morning. Between 3 and 6 a.m., I find, and I've said this, I've heard other intercessors say it, that this is a key time to pray. Because God is also downloading things at those hours. And so when we pray and we begin our motion of prayer, you're not just praying for yourself. I read in your book, you talked about praying for your neighbor. And you talked about the fact that you were praying about your business and you're a wife and you're a mother. So all those things encompass your life in prayer. How did this change your life as Yolanda approached you about writing this portion?
It took me even further into prayer. It took me into just constantly reminding myself how powerful prayer is. And so we tend to belittle prayer, even with everything going on. I've heard people say, oh, you can't just pray, you have to do other things. Well, I understand that we need to take action, but our priority And our first action or point of action should be that of prayer. And so when we say things like that, we need to be clear that we're not telling people not to pray about what's going on.
That's
and
right.
just go out and protest. And I believe God has called people to protest, right? And so even this morning I was praying for the protesters that the troublemakers would be exposed and be dismissed, right?
Amen.
And so we don't want to tell people not to pray. We want to emphasize prayer and then emphasize action. So we have to be very careful when we do that. So this book and this project really changed my life. It had me to, as much as I repeated James 5, the fervent prayers of the righteous avail of much, as much as I repeated that over time, as you stated before, it allowed me to really break it down and pour out what it really meant and what it means for the believer, you know, and what it meant for me in my life. And so this book has really changed me. It has brought me into even a deeper place in prayer, even just being aware. And I just want to pray, you know. Not that I just, and you know, the Bible says we are to always pray. The Bible tells us that we are to meditate on his word day and night. So these are not things to sound spooky, but, you know, even as I walk about and I'm talking to you, Lord, give me the words to say. Lord, let this be edifying to those that hear. Let the, you know, the words from my mouth, you know, be those which you are speaking to me, that I don't just talk just to be talking, but I'm talking that you might be glorified. So those are that's even within praying, you know. And so this book has totally, you know, like I said, brought me to a deeper place in prayer. It's made me more active. It has really blessed me to, you know, be able to hear other people say that this book has helped them. You know, I wrote from a perspective where I wanted all readers to be able to to gravitate. I wanted the new believer, and I wanted the teenager to be able to connect. That's what we wanted to do with this book, and I should say. And so even in print, even my spiritual mother, who's been walking with the Lord for many, 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 many years and an avid intercessor and always praying, you know, after she read the chapter, she said, you know, I know you wanted to write from a certain perspective, but just so you know, this is for me too. And so that's all glory to God for that.
You said something that I've been saying for a long time, and Tanya, I'm coming to you in just a second because oh my goodness.
Yep, no worries.
I really want to target this because we tend to forget that we overcomplicate things so much now, and we're living in a world of itching ears, so things have to sound a certain way. So I want to clarify when I say to our listeners about speaking parabolically in ways that you can understand. That's called making the gospel and what you teach simplistic. It's not complicated. And so you're talking about the simplicity of prayer and how the root of your foundation of anything you build, it's your life, it's your business, your marriage, your relationships, should be built on the foundation of prayer. And that's not hard to do as we think it is, because we have all these strategic prayers and everything like that. But talking to the person who is just trying to build a life of prayer, you made it very simple. So if you can take another minute and talk to someone who does not pray every day, who does not get past Our Father, which art in heaven, and there's nothing wrong with that. I want to make sure we all understand there's nothing wrong with that. Jesus gave us that foundation for prayer. But talk to those people who need a simplistic formula to build a prayer life, if you can, without digging into the book, because I want everybody to go get the book. So if you can give us something small and simple that will get people started.
Yes, okay. And so I'll give one quote from the book, and this quote I'll give because it's already out there. And so my chapter begins with, "What we say is a part of the process of prayer, but it's what's in our hearts that speak the loudest." And so if I would give anyone advice
on prayer that's beginning to pray, the believer, just know that you need to pray what's in your heart. We can mouth a whole bunch of things, and you can hear people praying, and they're praying scripture, and that's great. They've matured, and they're just at a different place, and that's great. But guess what? If they're not speaking and fleshing out and repenting and what's in their heart, then it's null and void. You can know all the scriptures you want, but if it's not from a pure place, then it doesn't matter. And so I don't want the new believer or the person that's starting out to get caught up in that. I want you to know that you need to pray what's in your heart, and you need to be honest. And because God already knows what's in your heart, right? He's the only one that knows our motives and our hearts, right? And so, therefore, you might as well just pray what's in your heart. If you're frustrated, pray about that. Ask God to lead you in the midst of frustration. Because one thing about us as believers is we don't want to suffer. But as I'll state again, suffering is a part of the sanctification process. And so suffering is going to come with it. You being frustrated, you being, you know, we can pray about everything in life. Just like we can go to the scriptures about everything in life. There's nothing new. And so God already knows. So when you begin to pray, pray what's on your heart and be honest with God. And once you pray, don't forget to take time to listen. Listen to the voice of God, to what, and listen for direction, and feel the guidance of the Holy Spirit that will lead us to all truth.
Come on here, girl. You said a mouthful. I just posted something this week, and I said pray and then listen and wait for instructions. You just laid it out, girl. That was good. And you know the Bible does say, you know, if you want to reign with him, there's going to be some suffering, you know, and we're going to get it. So there's nothing new under the sun, and we're going to get it. We're going to get that suffering. But in that suffering, it brings us to the feet of the Father. That's where it should draw us. We should know that we can go to the rock that is higher than us. And so that's what we hope that is happening now. We're hoping that the people will cry out in humility and prayer unto God to help us heal and move forward from these wounds that the enemy has caused. Thank you so much, Keisha. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you.
I want to quote a song, you guys. You guys got to go find it. It's by Cece Winans, and it's called The Mask. And she says in the song, "Take off the mask with me. I see your heart. If you want to stay with me, I need honesty. Don't play with me." And those are the words in that song. It's talking about being honest and transparent. So we're going to talk in a few minutes. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and talk to Ms. Tanya O'Brien. And she took off the mask. And let us have it. And so I want to make sure everybody's ready. Buckle your seatbelt. I started with prayer because even with the voice of prayer, we're getting ready to get started and getting ready to talk and plant another seed in the hearts of the people that are listening. So I wanted to do yours first, Keisha, on purpose. God has a strategy for this show tonight.
That's right.
Amen.
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 So let's all get together. Let's pray. We're going to take a few minutes. And we're going to talk, take a little ride with Kari Job and Steady. And we're going to take a brief commercial break from our sponsors and come right back. Don't go anywhere.
Be easy. Why is life so messy?
This show segment is brought to you by Rise Management and Consulting Firm. Rise Management and Consulting Firm is helping you rebuild your credit. Learn how to understand your credit, read your credit score, understand your credit rights, repair your credit, legally watch your credit score improve within 30 days. You'll get consultations, unlimited email access, and 10% off your first product purchase. For more information, visit www.risemcf.com. That's www.risemcf.com. Or visit them on Facebook, Rise Management and Consulting Firm, helping you rebuild your credit.
Amen. Thank you so much for Rise Management and Consulting Firm. We'll be giving away a free consultation with Rise Management next week, but you got to be in the contest to win. So please make sure you join us next week. We're going to be doing some giveaways actually next week. And also, I want to give a shout out to Shulamite Women Magazine. We're going to be giving away some things from Shulamite Magazine as well. So please stay tuned and don't forget to have your family members join us every week. Doing this. I'm going to tell you this project is called Power, Triumph, and Influence. The Lord inspired me to share, have 50 to 60 women, power couples, and female teenagers share their story with listeners. And they have access to these stories. You can go back and listen to them. The Blog Talk Radio system is great for that. But I wanted to take this opportunity to open a platform in the way that God has given it to me to invite people to hear these stories. And we're going to need them now in the days to come. There is going to be a great tearing away in these next seasons. We're going to be mashing into this thing. It's like mashing the infection out of the wound. The infection is getting ready to be mashed out. And so we have to be there. We've got to be the mash unit on call. That was pretty good. That was Holy Ghost inspired. We got to be the mass unit. We have to be ready to minister healing and salvation to those that are wounded. When that infection is mashed out, these people are going to come out wounded and hurt, and we have to be ready. The Bible says be ready. So if you aren't ready, get ready and stay ready because we have a work to do. Amen. So included in this work is our friend and co-author of Reverse the Curse Project, Tanya O'Brien, and I'm going to quote you, Tanya, at the beginning of the chapter. I'm just going to do this one small quote, and it's a great lead into how you present your story in here. And I say this, what you said, so often, and I have to do it enough to remind myself that I don't want to repeat negative history. And Tanya O'Brien is quoted as saying, history will continue to repeat itself if you do not identify and acknowledge unhealthy patterns of behavior. The one common denominator I could find through these unhealthy relationships was me.
That's right.
This is what you call owning it, Tanya. You owned it. That statement lets me know that you owned it. So I really don't know where to begin because I hadn't had a conversation with you in detail. And most of the women that I've spoken with, you're the second person that caught me off guard. If you guys don't know Dr. Sequita Sutt, please go visit the website. She's on there as well. She threw me for a loop on the air, and you threw me for a loop the day of. So you caught me completely off guard, Tanya.
That's
so
all right.
Share a little bit about the common denominator and what you had to do to change the common denominator, because it was you. It needed to be God. So process did you go through?
It was a long process, and I don't believe that my process is through. I do feel like we never stop learning, and I've been on a spiritual journey the last few years, and I'm just continuing to become stronger. I will say that it was very important that I share my truth. It's important that I walk in my truth. So having gone back to childhood, I feel that it's very important that if you dealt with childhood trauma, that will play out in your relationships as you get older. If you do not go back and heal that child, it will come out.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately for me, it did, because I was not aware of unhealthy patterns of behavior. And for me, that would be growing up with a mother who had mental illness that was not treated, and I did not have a dad in my life. My mom was a single mom raising three kids with a mental illness, so needless to say, we were, my siblings and I, very neglected as children, and that played a major part in how we interacted with neighbors and community members and the school, our classmates. Mm-hmm. I was an angry child. I did not realize how angry I was, and I think when you're young, you can't quite verbalize what your environment, the impact it plays on you. For me, I was the protector within my house. I was the youngest, but I was the one who was expected to protect, and that's exactly what I've done. I was conditioned to protect my siblings. I was conditioned to protect my mother. I did not have male role models, so I got into these abusive relationships, and I protected them. And then because the pain got too great, I abused myself. I abused drugs and alcohol, and I became a mother and allowed my children to be in that unhealthy environment as well. And unfortunately, my behavior had consequences, and I'm grateful to God, very grateful that there were consequences and that I was forced to look at myself, which is such a scary thing for people to do. People are very afraid of looking at themselves, but it's very important to be honest with yourself. You have to in order to become the best version of yourself. And I was actually in a rehab facility trying to get my life together after I lost my children due to neglect. And that is the day that I surrendered and I allowed God into my life because I did not do it correctly. I didn't know what I was doing. Things were not working my way. And so I surrendered, and he's been blessing me ever since. I'm on an amazing path. And for me, I share as much as possible because I want others to understand that generational patterns, like if you can identify them within your family, and for mine it would be mental illness and depression and addiction and behaviors, violence, being aggressive, yelling. We had a ton of yelling. Like, why are we yelling when we can have a conversation? That's not disrespect. So these are things that I had to learn. It was something that I've been never taught, but as a mom myself, it was very important to learn healthy behaviors, learn healthy coping skills, teach the power of prayer. Lakeisha, listen, as I was reading this book, I was in tears with her chapter, because when I say you never stop learning, I've learned so much from Lakeisha just being on this project alone. And I'm very blessed by this book. I've been blessed. If I've been blessed, and I've also been collaborating, you know, with this project with my fellow co-authors, and it's affected my life, and I feel like I've grown from this book, and this is a project that we've all worked on. If I have been blessed and grown throughout just reading it, I know that those that get a hold of this book, Reverse the Curse, will also feel inspired like I have. I've grown since the making of this book, and I encourage those. This is a great tool for those who may need some guidance in their life. It's very special to me, you know.
I can tell. I can tell it by the Spirit of God that you, this is a process for you, and I want to thank you because again, you didn't have to share this process with us. You could have waited until. But I thank you for sharing this part of the process with us. And it helps, Tanya. I just want to make sure that you know it helps. We are in a society where people don't understand. And I think at some point they are trying to. People don't understand the root of their behavior. I want to pinpoint something you said. And a lot of people don't realize this, but the Lord spoke something to me a couple years ago. I want to confirm with you where you are. The Lord says that this season, he wants us to heal the child in his people. Mm-hmm. And when I heard that, the Lord began to minister to me about our childhood. And get this, you guys. I'm going to make this real short because this is y'all's interview. I'm going to make this real short. Get this. You know how you grow up and we were told that the boogeyman wasn't real, but then we were told Santa Claus was? Okay,
that's
how backwards is that?
Right.
The boogeyman is
my
real.
Goodness.
He's called the devil. Okay.
That's right.
His aunt. So the boogeyman was real, but then we were told the boogeyman wasn't real and the Santa Claus was. So if we don't think the boogeyman is real, then what equipment were we getting to fight against the enemy, even as children? We did not know that prayer would fight the boogeyman. We were taught the boogeyman wasn't real. So if you think that something isn't real, you can just wish it away, but you don't use the word, you're not taught to pray and how to fight against the boogeyman, right? And so because we don't know how to fight and we didn't know how to fight as children, you know, the enemy ran amok on our lives. And so God is saying that he's going to restore. This is what he's saying when he says, I'm going to restore to you the days of your youth. He's going to give you back the days of the innocence of intimacy that we have with the Father. And so, Tanya, you are helping us get back to that. You said something about reversing the curse, and you need to be a conscious and awoke. Now, it's funny because now we got this hashtag because of recent events called Stay Woke. So, Tanya, what types of things did you trigger you being awakened? You had to have an awakening. You mentioned it happened in rehab. What happened in rehab that caused this awakening to you?
I was in a living room area, as part of the facility. I was actually sitting in a chair looking out a window, and I was feeling sorry for myself. My kids were gone. In this, what I would consider a foreign place. I felt vulnerable. I was broken. I did not know anybody, and I heard a song playing on the television, and it was Marvin Sapp, Never Would Have Made It, and something caught my attention, and I know it was the song, but it was something that allowed me, something within my body. It was a physical response, a reaction that had me stand up, and I walked over to the television, and I stood in front of the television, and I began to cry. But the problem with the crying, not so much as a problem, but the reason why I came to was because growing up, crying was not a thing that we were allowed to do. You were considered weak. If you cried, we had to be strong. Mm-hmm. There were no tears. It was to suck it up. And I suppressed that for many, many, many years. And I had, you know, this strong badge on my chest. But physically, I just could not hold those tears back. And when I began to cry, it was like a volcano had erupted. I cried the heaviest I've ever cried in my entire life. And as I released those tears and those years of burdens and the years of pain and suffering and the years of traumatic events and the years of abuse that I did to myself and allow others to do to me, I began to release those things. And once I released those things, I felt a light enter my body. I felt a weight was lifted. I became a light on my feet. My heart became a light. And that day I knew that I was going to be okay. I knew I was going to be okay. And I've been great ever since.
Wow. You guys, I'm not going to let Tanya tell too much unless she wants to. I really want to encourage you to go get this book. And I see another book coming out of you somewhere down the line. I don't know when you're ready, but I see another book coming out of you. And it'll be in more detailed in what you have to say, because, Tanya, the world is needing medicine, and your story is medicine. To the people that are hurting, I'm telling you guys, this is one of the reasons why we do this series, so other people can hear that they too can be overcome. But it's the blood of the Lamb that overcame her. It's the gospel.
Right.
Marvin released that song, and it was the gospel. It was good news.
Yes.
It was the good news to her. And so, Tanya, you're hearing the good news, and you're coming to this place, and that crying you know, I'm really getting tired of some people, you know, calling us emotional. That's what we are. We're women.
Yes.
We have that.
And it's okay.
Mechanism. Let
it
us
is
cry.
Okay.
Yes, please
That's
cry.
Right. That's right.
It's okay to cry. Let it go. I even right now just release the spirit of healing on those that have not cried. You've been locking it up and you've been holding on to your emotions because someone told you your emotions were negative or someone told you
That's
that
right.
your emotions were no good. We release the
That's
spirit
right.
of healing over you right now, and you can release those tears even now, says the Lord. We let them go and let God heal you through your tears. And I want to tell you the importance of your tears. David said he bottles up every tear, understands them. So your tears have words. Your tears tell God your story. So let those tears roll
Amen.
Right now and let God begin to heal you. Tanya, you are you and Lakeisha both have pretty much turned my wig backwards tonight. And we are excited. I hope that Yolanda is listening. You have chosen
Hi, Yolanda.
Two portions of this great team tonight, and we have enjoyed them, and we're going to enjoy reading this book project that you spearheaded. A best-selling author is what Yolanda is. So a best-selling author knows
yes.
what they're doing. So you may want to go get Reverse the Curse. Go to the website.
And she's a best-selling
Reverse the Curse, the book. Yes, she
she's
is.
She's best-selling author seven times.
And I've done my homework. So I want everybody to know that is the honest truth. I did my homework. And she is seven times over. She's complete. And I should get ready to do a new beginning into something else that she'll be best-selling as well. So go
yes.
and get the book, Reverse the Curse, thebook.com. There are two gentlemen also, which I find very exciting, two gentlemen and two ladies on this project. And I'm excited about their voices as well, because you know what? We need to hear from the men, right, ladies?
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And they
yeah.
did an awesome job. Once mm-hmm. again, it's Pastor Jason LaBlanche. He's the pastor of Motivation Church.
Mm-hmm.
And then Garen Mason. They did great. Garen's story will just really inspire some young men. And Jason LaBlanche, Pastor Jason, he's just a great guy all around, a great pastor in the Massachusetts area. And his, we all laughed at the title of his chapter because
mm-hmm.
it was. We all can relate to his chapter about. I'm not going to tell the book. You all got to get the book to hear their part. But you got to look. You will be able to relate to this book, Reverse the Curse, Break Free, Live Blessed.
Who you were speaking about, Garen?
Garen Mason.
Mason
gave a testimony. Yes, he wrote
uh-huh.
His chapter, and I'm not going to, like I said, I'm not going to talk about their chapters, but his chapter is such a blessing,
his chapter,
a great testimony.
Scarred. Yes, yes, uh-huh.
Yes.
He talked about
and
being
then we
scarred,
have Jason
and we're not going to tell it. Yes.
Yeah, we're not going to tell
You guys got to go get it. You got to go get it. There's no justice that I could actually do. With a book like this, because you know, normally, you know, we interview authors, we can go in and we could just target book is a book, we can go in there and get a little pieces out and everything, but this book is so full of power, triumph, and influence, if I can say that. And the gentlemen were just as transparent as these two ladies here, Garen and Pastor LaBlanche, which I am excited to see again. That I'm excited to see men taking a part in the healing process of the world as well. We need
Amen.
more like them.
Amen.
So tell us, Tanya, where is the, give us, I've said it several times, but I think hearing it from you is great as well. Tell us where the website is for the book.
You can find the book, Reverse the Curse, at www.reversethecursebook.com.
And Lakeisha, we can also get the book on Amazon. Is that correct?
That is correct. You can get it also on Amazon.com. And Crystal, along with anyone else that grabs the book and read it, we would love for you to put a review up
yes,
on Amazon.com. So no matter where you get the book from, whether you go to ReverseTheCurseBook.com, head over to Amazon.com also and put a review
mm-hmm.
up. We would greatly appreciate it.
Yes.
I'd be more than happy to. As I peel the rest of it tonight, I'll be sipping tea and reading the rest of this book. It's not a long read, ladies and gentlemen. Not a long read, but it's very, very powerful. I love it quick and to the point because my attention span in these days and times is kind of short. Because they got a lot going on. So we're in this day and age where we have to balance several things. So I want to thank Ms. Lewis for giving us a good short read and giving us a very well put together project. Thank you so much, Ms. Lewis. I look forward to hearing great reviews from this publication, and I'm excited for the both of you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you so much for those that are listening. Again, this is Reverse the Curse, thebook.com. Visit the website. I would that you guys go directly to the website and purchase the book. I would like for you to do that for these authors. If you've never written a book, let me tell you, it's not easy. It is not easy. You at times you expose too much, you write too long, and you got to cut it off and shift this around and shift that around, and you got to look out for family members when you share, you know, your personal testimony. You have to cover your family members. You got to make sure that, you know, certain folks don't get salty and offended when you expose some things, because, you know, you want to protect people as well. So it's not an easy task being this transparent. So I want to thank the both of you for joining us. Lakeisha, you have a business, a transportation business. Tell us really quick where you are and how we can get in touch with you for your business.
Well, my business is based out of the Brockton area where I live. We've been serving this community for over 15 years. It's a transportation business. We transport children to and from school. But the last thing I want y'all to hear is don't forget to grab Reverse the Curse. Please go to Amazon.com. That's what this is all about. I don't want those to be the last words. Please. So we would love for you to do that.
Awesome, awesome work. Thank you so much for joining us again tonight. Please stay tuned with us. We're going to release the recording for this particular broadcast as soon as it is done buffering and everything else that we do. And don't forget to join us on this Thursday. I'm going to have author Olivia Sith Bynum. She's going to be sharing all the 50 million books that she's written. And trust me, I think she's got more in her plethora as well. So get ready for another author. I guess it's author this week with Olivia Sith Bynum. Thank you so much for joining us again. This is the Glam Network Radio, and you are listening to our new media project, Power, Triumph, and Influence. Join us again on Thursday night at 7 p.m., same time, same place. Thank you so much, and have an awesome, awesome day.
Shulamite Women Magazine presents Transform My Now with Dr. Belinda John, Royal Palm Beach, Florida, August 5th through the 6th. Your speakers include Pastor Natalie Green, Pastor Nancy Abiera, Apostle Diane Brooks, financial mentor Shani St. Veal, relationship coach Danny Spikes, and celebrity makeup artist Stacey Mossop. Transform My Now, August 5th through the 6th, 2016, in Royal Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, visit their website, shulamitewomen.com.